Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
History to have his jersey number retired, and it's going to happen March 7th against Montreal. That night will be insane at the BB&T Center. Very deserving of it. No, Goldie?
Yeah, there's no question. You know, you figured all along that, Luongo is going to be the first guy whenever he was done playing. I just think there's been a few great players and a few players that have been part of a handful of winning teams, but really nobody that did enough for that long for them to really retire a number. I thought maybe John Van Beesbrouck, but again, you're talking about, 4 or 5 years. That's all it was. So it is well-deserved. I mean, he's the guy. He's a Floridian now. He's going to be here forever with his family. It'll be great to see. And, he deserves it. I mean, putting in the years and the effort and the last few years, the amount of effort he had to put in just to play the games, off the ice. Guy's a real dedicated guy and a future Hall of Famer.
Crowder was asking earlier, is there any chance this season that Roberto Luongo will lend some advice to, I mean, not that Bobrovsky needs a ton of help, but the younger goalies, the guy that they drafted, or will Luongo be around the team as some sort of ambassador, do you know?
I don't think they've decided that yet, but it seems like he wants to get into hockey operations. That's been the, front office type stuff, and I'm sure the Panthers would love to have, Chris Pronger is there as the assistant. Advisor to the GM, Brian McCabe is part of the team. So a couple of the, former players are in there. And, if you could add Roberto Luongo, a guy that's, seen it all from so many different perspectives and he wants to do it, why not? So I don't really see him as much in a PR type role, like ambassador. I see him if he wants to start getting involved in hockey operations. Maybe one day he wants to be a GM. I'm not sure he even knows that yet. Once you get in there, you see. But remember, his brother is the goalie coach in the American Hockey League for the Panthers, AHL affiliate. So his brother's already involved. As these young goalies, like Sam Montembeau is probably going to be the backup goalie this year. I mean, he's a French-Canadian kid. He looked up to Roberto Luongo. So Roberto's around? Sure. Why not have him? If a guy, players like that, I think for the most part, they don't want to be, pushy at all. But if a guy comes to them, and, wants to chat, I think all those guys are open to it.
And, Goldie, as you brought up those the other guys you just said their names, and then now Sean Thornton and Red Deer, Potvin just retired. Like, is that normal, or do the Panthers embrace their, old players a little more than other teams?
It's kind of in the ballpark, Crowder. Remember, Derek McKenzie is now an assistant coach as well. So, a lot of these teams now, you see a lot of this, especially in hockey. Guys retire. They're not 100% sure what they do, what they want to do, but they love the game so much, and they don't want to just leave it and go cold turkey. And Crowder, the only thing most guys miss when they're done playing is being around the guys. They don't miss the work and getting yelled at by the coaches and all that other garbage. They miss being around the guys. So, no, it's pretty normal, I think, around the league. Like, you look at each team, if you just Google, like, a front office, for a particular team, you usually see, a small handful of guys that are still around in different kind of roles.
Steve Goldstein is with us, the television play-by-play man for the Florida Panthers on Fox Sports Florida. Let me get to the very important stuff here, Goldie. Kenny Rogers Roasters, was that a banger?
No, that place was not very good.
Really?
It did give way to one of the best.
Not a banger, wow.
Did give way to one of the best Seinfeld episodes ever when the sign was too bright and crazy in the Kramer's apartment. So
yes, classic Seinfeld episode. So you were not a fan of Kenny Rogers Roasters?
Not a huge fan, no. I mean, if I'm gonna have the chicken, I'm gonna go bad and get the Publix fried chicken or the Popeyes or go to Pollo Tropical.
What about Boston Market? Back in the day when it was Boston Chicken.
Back in the day, Boston Market was in my rotation with the mashed potatoes and gravy on the side, indeed.
But never Kenny Rogers Roasters.
No, never made the cut. No, don't know why. Not sure.
as I look at Twitter and different people are reaching out, I think you're the only person that liked Kenny Rogers Roasters.
Bro, I've got more responses to this Kenny Rogers Roasters anniversary than just about anything I've tweeted in a couple of weeks. I think you're incorrect on this one. Goldie, I'm going to have to take issue with you. It was a banger.
No, but you named the other, I mean, you named the Boston market, Boston Chicken, back in the day, very popular. Then once Pollo Tropical came in, it opened all new doors. And I still, every once in a while, love that little, you know, with the handle, the little bucket of fried chicken from Publix. I mean, it's delicious.
But you know about Kenny Rogers Roasters, it's the wood that makes it good.
Well, you know, I mean, it's a family program, huh? So relax.
That's
about
a good line by Goldie.
That's a good one.
That's a strong line there by Goldie. Goldie, do you know when to hold them and know when to fold them?
That I do not. No, I have no idea when to hold them or fold them in any walk of my life, by the way.
Yeah, me neither. Steve Goldstein's with us. Huge New York Giants fan. Daniel Jones comes out, and he is just killing it. One series, but 5 of 5, a bullet laser, 11-yard touchdown to cap it off. Are Giants fans beside themselves?
You know, silliness. I went to dinner with my parents. We were talking about this. I said, you know what? If you pick the guy in the top 10 in the first round and he doesn't go 5-5 against the second team of the Jets, you got a problem. If he doesn't look good, you have a problem. So, you know, look, I mean, he did that kind of stuff at Duke. I mean, he was going to be, I mean, look, maybe they picked him a little high, but a lot of teams had him ranked, you know, in the first round as a quarterback. So to me, it's more like, okay, good. At least he did that, because you don't want to see the guy go out there and be totally lost. And then you might think, uh-oh, he's one of those, you know, busts, which about, hey, half the top 10 quarterbacks in the league, right, are just total busts and can't play. So at least he showed that. But people talking about, oh, Eli Manning's going to be done a lot sooner than, you know, relax. Wait till the Dallas Cowboys are game planning and then see how he does.
But, Goldie, don't you want the young future? Why do you want to watch Eli for another season? Isn't that just a ticking time bomb waiting to get hurt or retire?
Well, he never gets hurt, so no, it's not him waiting to get hurt. I plays every game. I still think if everything else is good, you can win with the guy. The guy, he had 21 touchdowns last year and 4,300 yards. I mean, the guy had a good year. Now, the team stunk. The offensive line stunk, and the defense couldn't stop anybody, and they probably can't stop anybody again this year. But I thought Eli had a pretty good year under that, you know, in Shermer's offense, to be honest with you.
Man, so you're not that high on Daniel Jones. Like, you're not letting yourself get ahead of the situation.
Dude, how many times do we see guys in these preseason games, and then once the bullets fly for real, it's uh-oh. I mean, look, it was 5-5. I'm glad. And like I said, better than the alternative where – the guy looks lost and doesn't play well, and he's nervous. I mean, he's taking all this in stride. He looks like he could be a starting quarterback, you know, both in his demeanor and his talent level. But I'm not ready to throw him in there. Like, okay, if Eli Manning is a starting quarterback for the Giants, whatever you think of the Giants, how many games are they going to win? Pick the number. Then I say to you, okay, Daniel Jones takes over, and he's the starter. How many are they going to win? You're probably right around the same anyway.
Probably, but one of them has a future.
Come in and win more games.
But one of them has a future. One doesn't.
Well, he still has a future. Just because he sits behind him for a year or part of a year doesn't mean – I mean, I think it's going to be a good experience for the guy.
No, I'm not saying that it wouldn't be. I'm just saying, like, you can get excited. It sounds like you are not allowing yourself to get excited. And I don't really care, because I don't care about the Giants. I hope he fails.
Right.
I hope everything about New York fails. I hope the Knicks are terrible, and I hope your Giants are terrible as well. Where'd that come from?
Well, the Knicks,
you know what?
It's
because
terrible.
It's because of his Kenny Rogers Roasters takes.
Your voice changed.
Yeah, because I'm having a little anger issue towards Goldie here because of the I don't allow blaspheming Kenny Rogers Roasters on this show. I'm sorry,
you know,
Goldie.
The problem with you, Hawkman, and I love you, but the problem is
you know this
you
is always followed
allow,
by something very insulting.
Yeah, you don't allow opinions. Like, you take a restaurant. And what you think, you turn into a fact.
Well, generally, my opinion is a fact.
Oh, he got you.
He does.
That's the problem. From all the arguments we've had over the years, when I come on as a guest, like when Dwayne Wade, remember when he didn't play the game in Orlando and we had a whole big heated thing? Like your opinion has to be shared by everybody. And that's not really the case. Like, you know. It's
but
food.
On this
I
Kenny
mean,
Rogers Roasters thing, I happen to be right on the Kenny Rogers Roasters.
Yeah, I don't think so. I think you're in the minority and I'm in the majority, no?
Somebody text in, Kenny Rogers Roasters was pretty good. Kenny Rogers Roasters is a childhood staple for me. I missed the one off 15th Avenue and 163rd Street in North Miami Beach. Kenny Rogers
childhood
Roasters
staple.
Had miniature chickens. Kenny Rogers Roasters was good in my child memory. I wonder if it would be good as an adult now. Hey, you can text the show, 67974. 67974 is a Kendall Toyota, West Kendall Toyota text line. It was good. I think you're just off on this one.
The one guy, I love that one, Hawk, basically saying, you know, I was a kid. I didn't get out much. I ate whatever was there. It probably sucked, but I liked it then, is what the guy's trying to say.
I mean, how about the absurdity of my opinion that it was great, except that it went out of business pretty quickly? I'm making this passionate argument why you're wrong and I'm right, except all the proof would show that you're right and I'm wrong. But I'm intractable on this, Goldie. Sorry.
Yeah, I mean, the fact that it's out of business really does tell a little bit of a story.
It quashes my argument a bit.
Goldie, so what was it, 160?
There were 156 locations at one point.
They sold for $1 million.
$1 million for all the locations.
For all of them?
Yeah.
That's like when, what's that show where the guy, you buy the storage unit and whatever's in there you get? What the hell's the name of that show?
Storage Wars, guys. Yeah. Storage Wars.
Yeah. Yeah. They were in Storage Wars. They opened it up. There were 156 Kenny Rogers roasters in there.
Right. I hope there's like a Rolex in there or something.
Steve Goldstein, the Panthers play-by-play man. Big day for the Panthers. Announced that they are retiring Roberto Luongo's number. Very well deserved by Lou. Thanks for making time for us, Goldie.
Gentlemen, always a pleasure. Chat with you soon.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.